سوريا الكريم. أما بعد، الحمد لله. Tonight is the 14th of November in the year 2021. And alhamdulillah, we moved on to the 237th night that we're going through the exalted and dear life of the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abu Talib radiyallahu. And I've reached the point when I've mentioned that the accursed Khawarij have re-emerged. And they separated from Amir al-Mu'mineen's forces when he was returning from Siffin back to Kufa. And their numbers vary according to different reports between 8,000 and 14,000. But all of this, like I mentioned, was prophesied by our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, preparing Sayyidina Ali for this eventuality. So in another report, it mentions, in Tabari in his tarikh 21-59, one of the Kharijites, he called out to Ali radiallahu when he was offering the Fajr prayer. And the Kharijite recited the following verse, Surah Al-Zumr, Surah 39, verse 65. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And it has been revealed to you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it was to those before you, if you join others in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then surely all of your deeds will be lost and you will be amongst the losers. So stop in the report. So this was the Khawarij. So Ali's offering the Fajr prayer and the Kharijat belief is Ali's lost his deeds. But instead of saying that, he's recited a verse to him. And in the verse, what does Allah Ta'ala say? If you join partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will lose your deeds. You're amongst the losers. Hazrat Ali still in Salat. And he recited the verse in Salat. Surah Ar-Rum, Surah 30, verse 60. فَصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. So be patient. Verily the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. And let not those who have no certainty of iman discourage you from conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you are obliged to convey. So look how amazing the report. Hazrat Ali is offering Salat, radiallahu, and the Khawarij is still not giving him peace in Salat. And they quoted a verse, and how dangerous is that? That you're quoting a verse, and it doesn't mean that. How can that verse refer to Ali losing his good deeds? But Ali, radiallahu, in Salat, he responded with a verse, so he's still in Salat, doesn't break his Salat. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Be patient. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. Let not those who have no certainty of faith discourage you from conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So question, was that verse revealed about the Khawarij? And Hazrat Ali was saying, you haven't got understanding and you're not going to stop me from conveying the message. But the beautiful thing there was how Ali would respond to the Khawarij. Indeed, the Amir al-Mu'mineen seemed to be surrounded by such wretches. For Abu al-Bukhtari, he said in Al-Bidayah, a man once came to Ali radiallahu and praised him, although internally he despised him. Upon this, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu said, I am not as you say with regards to the praise you have given, but I am higher than what you think. Right? So he's surrounded by them. So when this other Kharijite, this time he's like playing that game. He goes, oh, we're so blessed to have you, what a great man, etc., etc. But internally, Ali knew that he hated him. So Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, I am not as you say, meaning you praise me, I'm not like that. But I'm better than what you think. So look how he was exposing them. He goes, you're saying things, but I know what you're saying, what you're really about. And he's responding in the way he knew best, because he was very eloquent, radiallahu. Subhanallah, as our beloved messenger mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the believer sees with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in Tirmidhi, number 3138. So somebody says, how did he know the heart? Because the believer sees with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, our beloved mother Sayyida Salama radiyallahu anha, she relates that her unparalleled and exalted husband sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ali radiyallahu does not part with the Quran, nor does the Quran part with him. They will be together till they eventually meet me at the Houd, i.e. on the Day of Judgment. This is in Tabarani with a Sahih chain of transmission. So look how interesting. Why is our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Ali does not part with the Quran? Now you know why. You know, imagine before the Khawarij, why did the Prophet say that? Ali will not part with the Quran. And why did he not mention Abu Bakr, Umar? Why is he only mentioning Ali? Again, miracle. He knew that Khawarij will say he's left the Quran. So Rasulullah is responding 25, 30 years before it happened. He said, Ali will never part with the Quran. And then he says, nor does the Quran part with him. And they will come together at the Houd. Meaning, if you're not with him, then where are you going to be? Other noble companions prophesied the emergence. Safwan ibn Muharraz, he said, Rahmatullah alayh. Sayyidina Jundub ibn Abdullah radiyallahu, he passed by a group who were reciting the Quran. When he saw them, he said, do not be deceived by them. Today they are reciting the Quran, but tomorrow they will be fighting either Muslims with their weapons. Subhanallah. This is in Tabarani in his Kabir 2-167, number 1685. Delhi in his Musnad al-Firdaus 4-134, number 6490. Targhib 3-166, or number 3530. Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawaid 6-231. So now, what are the origins of the Khawarij? They were worshippers. So think about this. Look at the Sahaba. They are seeing with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we saw a group of people reciting the Quran, we're going to say, you know, mashallah. How did this Sahaba respond? He goes, don't be deceived by them. Today, they're reciting the Quran. Tomorrow, they'll be fighting the Muslims. They don't be deceived. And guess what? They did. These those same people he was looking at. So this is the danger. Why? Because the greatest fitna that hits the Muslims are from within their own ranks. Shaitan was a great worshipper. What happened to him? Became one of the biggest enemies, if not the greatest enemy. Khawarij. Very strong supporters. Then what happened? Start stabbing him in the back. So this is why you ask humbly that Allah Ta'ala guide you and keeps you firm on your faith. So now let's turn to what happened. The Khawarij set up their base at Nahrawan. So like I mentioned, they haven't gone back to Kufa. As the Ali's returned to Kufa with the believers, they've stopped at Nahrawan, and that was their kind of base now. They began to preach their cult, and they gathered sufficient strength. Now it's interesting. Those deviants, Allah Ta'ala blesses with eloquence. And you notice, very eloquent Christians. Very eloquent, wafid. That's a sign. Shaitan's helping them. So don't think they were foolish people. Very eloquent, quoting Quran to people, people getting affected, joining their cause. Yeah, you're right. So they're using the Quran, their eloquence, and they're building their base. They left non-Muslims alone. But they were very hard upon Muslims who differed with them. Another sign. So when they were like Zimmis, Jews and Christians, they wouldn't say anything. Because we can't take anything from you're under our protection. Muslims who differed with them, they'd probably kill them. They regarded such Muslims as rebels against the deen and put them to the sword. They said their blood is legal to be spilled. Thus fulfilling another prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, they will kill the people of Islam, they will leave the idolaters. They will kill the people of Islam, but they will leave the idolaters. This is in Sahih Bukhari, number 3644. Sahih Muslim, number 1060. Now think about it. Couldn't they see that? You know, if somebody goes to you, hang on a minute, you've talked beautifully, but I'm a bit confused. Why are you killing Muslims? And why are you leaving non-Muslims? But when people are brainwashed, they truly are brainwashed. They couldn't see it. In a sense, the Khawarij were very pure. They said long salah. They wore simple clothes. They were very honest in their business dealings. And this was another prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I mentioned, you know, if you look at everything the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you're thinking, how come people aren't becoming Muslims? What did he say now? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he has friends whose salat, if you saw it, would make you look down on your own salat. And whose fasts, if you saw it, you would look down on your own fasts. Although they recite the Quran, it does not pass their collarbones. This is in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Ibn Kathir, Sira, Volume 3, page 493 of the English translation. Ayat al-Sahaba, Volume 4, page 82 of the New English translation. Now think about it. Who was Rasulullah talking to? Sahaba. The Prophet told the Sahaba, they will make your salat look small. So what was their salat like? They would make your fast look small. But the Quran doesn't pass their color, meaning they're just reading it. It's not going to the heart, meaning they haven't got understanding. Loyalty to a khalif was like shirk to them. If you said that you were a supporter of Uthman, your head's coming off. You were a supporter of Ali, your head's coming off. They butchered mercilessly men and women who said they were the followers of a khalif. How true were the words of the Tabi'een, Abu Qilab, who died 104 AH, who said, Rahmatullah Ali, no person innovates a heresy except he then also makes permissible the use of the sword. This is in Darimi in his Sunnah. Look at these very interesting words. No person innovates a bid'ah in belief except he then makes permissible the use of the sword. Look at how deep this statement is. So somebody goes to you, what do you mean if you innovate? Innovate in belief. If you make you make someone up like the Rawafid. Yeah, Imamut is another pillar. Just made up. Abu Qilaba says, you will then notice these people. They will start using the sword after that. That's a sign, he goes, with people of knowledge. Similarly, another one of the Tabi'in, Abu Ayyub As-Sakhtiyani rahmatullah alayhi, he said, the Khawarij differ in their names, but they all agree on the unlawful use of the sword. Darimi in his Sunan. Now this is another sign. They won't call themselves Khawarij. You put the TV on, we are the followers of Sahaba, right? We are the Ansar. What's the sign of their Khawarij? They kill people. Because they've got different names, but they all agree on one thing. We can kill. We just kill. Aid workers, yeah, take his corporate off. Right? Charity worker, take his head off. Nurse, take her head off. And they go, we are following the Quran. Right? So what did he say? He goes, this is a sign, but you got to see these signs. So what now? Think about this. They bring together in themselves two great evils and tribulations. What two great evils and tribulations? The first, ignorance in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wrongdoing to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how you sum them up. They start off with ignorance. They haven't got understanding of the deen. And then that ultimately comes out of them when they do zulm to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have understanding of the deen, what comes out of you? Goodness. You see people, oh, mashallah, this is a sign of goodness. But if he comes out with, you know, all blades chopping, as they say, you're thinking, what's happened here? Right? Ignorance of the religion and wrongdoing to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah, what did he say? In Majmu Fatawa, volume 28, page 476-7. The path of the heretics is to combine ignorance and wrongdoing. They invent a heresy that contradicts the Quran, the Sunnah and the Ijma of the Sahaba. They then declare as unbelievers all who oppose them in their innovations. So Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah said, I will tell you how this works. This is what they do. They're ignorant and they start doing zulm. Then he broke it down further. He goes, they first invent a belief. Ali's kafir, radiyallahu anhu. Muawiyah's kafir. you commit a medicine, you're kafir. They invent a belief. Then he said, which contradicts three things. It contradicts the Quran. So you can get an alim and he said, oh, that, where's that in the Quran? There's nowhere. It contradicts the Quran. It contradicts the Sunnah. And it contradicts the Sahaba, the consensus. Then he said, this is the final nail in their coffin. After all that, they declare as kafir all who oppose them. So look how the scholars say, look, there you go. Welcome. Khawarij have emerged. You don't believe what we believe, you're kafir. So these two vile characteristics are the root of all heresy, are undoubtedly the two distinguishing signs of the heretics and extremists. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us. I mean, now why is it important, especially in today's day and age? Because they're still here. So a person goes, how do I know that they're Khawarij? Have they got understanding? Right? And then he goes, yeah, they're quoting Quran. Well, Christians quote Quran. And he asks you about quoting. Have they got understanding? And then he goes, well, I don't know. I don't think they've got any scholars. Right? He's okay. Number two. Do they do zulm to the people? Are people scared to death of them? He goes, yeah. Khawarij. Do they contradict the Quran, their beliefs? Do they contradict the Sunnah and the Sahaba? Yes, Khawarij. Do they call anybody who doesn't have their belief kafir? Yeah, Khawarij. But they're different in their names. Nobody's going to go around with a banner. We are the blessed Khawarij, right? You know, they'll come out with their beautiful names. We are the Muhajirun. We are the Ansar, right? They were the Sahaba, man. I don't know where you're getting these titles from. Right? And then you notice, we are the, you know, the ones who are truly... And then you look at their action. And what the media, they can't get enough of these people. Why? Because they're portraying perverted Islam. That's why they put it on the TV. You see him lined up, taking heads off. Because Allahu Akbar, right? And then it's very, oh, why does Muslims do that? Because, oh my God, it's got nothing to do with Islam. Why are you giving that coverage? Because they want people to think this is what they're calling you to. You know, the barbaric religion of Islam. It's got nothing to do with Islam. Khawarij, the Prophet cursed them. Thus, as always, our beloved messenger's prediction came to pass. What prediction? In Sahih Muslim, number 1065, Abu Dawood, number 4667, Sahih, in the chapter on the Sunnah, Mishkat, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu relates that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَمْرُكُوا مَارِقَةً عِنْدَ فُرْقَةٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يَقْتُلُهَا أَوْلَى طَائِفَتَيْنَ بِالْحَقِّ. A rebellious group will emerge at a time of dissent amongst the Muslims. It will be destroyed by the closer of the two groups to the truth. Another atom bomb from Rasulullah. What did he say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A rebellious group will emerge. The Khawarij. When will they emerge? When two Muslim groups are at odds. And the one of the closer of the two groups to the truth will destroy them. So which group did Rasulullah say are going to deal with the Khawarij? Is it Hazrat Ali or Muawiyah? How did the Prophet know that? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did the Prophet know that? So note, you know, if you go through Hazrat Ali's Khalifat and you go through the Hadith of Rasulullah, any fair-minded person would say he has to be a Prophet. I can't believe these statements he's making. How did he foresee this 20, 30 years after his passing? He's Rasulullah. But we don't even know how to articulate our deen. Khawarij is getting media coverage, right? We can't even speak. And that's what Sheikh Hamza says. He goes, we've got the best product, but we've got the lousiest salesman. Imagine you can sell something. You know, like there's a saying, he can sell ice to an Eskimo. That means he's a brilliant salesman. Eskimo doesn't need ice. But because the guy's got some brilliant, he can sell it. So what am I bought this for? Because we're the opposite. We've got the brilliant product. We can't sell it. Imagine you go to knock on somebody and you got a car and it runs on water. Somebody goes, Steve, you can sell that. And the guy can't even speak. You want to buy it? Get out of here, you flipping idiot. That's Muslims. And then you put TV on, Khawarij, Zindabad, Allahu Akbar, take the heads off. Right? And then Christian eloquence, Rawafid eloquence. Qadianis, elephants. And there you go, there's Shaitan's army. He's trying his best to extinguish. But how do we know that he will never succeed? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are trying to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they will never do it. Allah has promised to perfect his light. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu, those had to still deal with Muawiyah radiyallahu, but the Khawarij danger was now far more serious. It demanded immediate attention. The Amir al-Mu'mineen could not march on towards Sham again without first removing this danger. So look what's happened. The first time he's heading to Muawiyah, he's now had to go to Basra. Why? Because of Aisha. Now he's going to Muawiyah again. He's going to direct. So it's happened again. History's playing it so quickly because it's happening again. Because you're going to have to deal with them, because you can't go back to Hazrat Muawiyah, go back to, you know, using force. You're going to have to deal with the Khawarij. So he's now directed again, redirected towards Nahrawan. So all I mentioned today was basically reports with regards to the Kharijites. And note, they were surrounding Ali. He had them around him. And he was trying his best, using his, you know, wisdom and compassion to bring them around. They were reciting verses to him and he replied back with verses. And then the Prophet himself, amazing miracles, he mentioned about the ultimate state of affairs. And then, of course, the ulama, how they explain who the Khawarij are. People get confused. How do I know? Ignorance, wrongdoing. Ignorance, wrongdoing. Contradict the Quran, contradict the Sunnah, contradict the Sahaba. But if you've got no knowledge yourself, go and join them in it, brother. That's what they want. They recruit these fruitcakes. And look at them, they're crying now in those camps. We were just children, right? Social media. That's why you read Naini, forget Quran. Social media is your Quran, Naini. Then you end up in Syria. Now you haven't got citizenship. Well done. That's the legacy of the Khawarij. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان ربي حمدي سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واتوب الله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر ان الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم